The Rockland County Times, which bills itself as Rockland's official newspaper since 1888, ran an article March 14th under the headline, Dems to Swing at Party with Pervy Theme, with the subhead, Young Democrats to Hold 50 Shades of Blue Themed Fundraiser. 50 Shades of Blue is a play on the title of an S&M erotica novel, 50 Shades of Grey. Joseph Coe is the president of the Rockland County Young Democrats Club and a gay activist in his community.
The Rockland County Times has been engaging in what some would call ad hominem attacks and has really become the mouthpiece for the radical right Tea Party extremists of our county. And the most recent example of this was an attack aimed at the Rockland County Young Democrats, in which I am the president of, likening a party that we were throwing in order to raise money to an S&M porn party, when in reality we took a name of a book, 50 Shades of Grey, changed the name to 50 Shades of Blue in order to embrace the fact that in Rockland County we have all different Democrats from all different walks of life.
Dylan Skrilloff is the editor of the Rockland County Times and the article's author.
I mean, I didn't intend to cause people to be terribly offended. I thought when who names a political fundraiser after a S&M book? So
he says he was merely satirizing their choice of fundraiser name. Kristen Stavisky says calling the piece satire is backpedaling. She's the chairwoman of the county's Democratic Committee.
You can't also throw a story in and then after the fact pretend it's a satire, which is pretty much what he did in this case.
And Coe takes issue with having been referred to as ever colorful. Here's Skrilloff on that choice of term, given the name of the fundraiser.
He was the one who made the decision to name it that, so I just thought that his personality would be open for satire, that's all. I didn't expect this, believe me.
Skrilloff then ran a piece March 21st called Democrats Unhinged, with a subhead that reads, Kristen Stavisky loses her marbles defending Coe's feelings, recruits Dem soldiers to sign hostile petition. He says the paper does tend to take a conservative line.
I tend to be a little politically incorrect.
But he says he does not write based on an anti-gay platform. Rockland Democratic Committee Chairwoman Stavisky says Skrilloff's article, satire or not, was a homophobic attack.
I also told an assembled crowd at the fundraiser, which probably raised a couple of $1,000 more because of the attack, that really my message to you in the beginning, we're successful. You know what? We're ready. We're ready for the attacks because we are just going to keep pulling together, raising money, and electing Democrats. That's my job.
Skrilloff points out the publication has had a number of gay employees through the years, including three in high editorial positions. And he says he did not expect the article to be the subject of so much controversy.
I expected them to get a rise out of them. I didn't think they'd, you know, take it as far. I didn't think they would take it as whatever they took it as. We tend to do that. We are the paper that will tend to try to get a rise out of people. So that does fit in with our, you know, our thing.
After launching a petition on change.org and calling for the community to boycott the publication, Coe says he plans to do nothing more about the paper.
I have actually taken a step back from all of this because I see how vicious this newspaper is being, how that they're looking to target me, and they will publish, in my opinion, things that are totally untrue.
Coe says the petition and the allegations of homophobia were brought to the attention of the Rockland County Legislature. A legislature spokeswoman says legislators have no plans to act on any of this. Today is April Fool's Day, and Dylan Skrilloff ran a mock article he says pokes fun at the whole controversy, entitled, Dwayne Johnson, RCT Paperboy, announces candidacy for Rockland County Executive 2013, with the subhead, Come to his fundraiser, Dwayne Does Rockland, next week at Lace in West Nyack. Coe declined to comment on the April Fool's piece. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.